Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Live from the Signal Media Studios, it's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill. This broadcast is being presented by West Rock Coffee and brought to you in part by Expressway Airport Parking, Arkansas's best insurance, Chicken King, Ortho Rehab, and Bill Dillard III. Now, it's a close encounter with the Doctor of Football, Fitz Hill.
Hey, thanks for staying over. We call this overtime. The West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report, presented by Expressway Airport Parking, as you said, in Arkansas Best Insurance. We're glad you boarded our spaceship so we can take you on a 60-minute intel recruiting debriefing that will give you insight from actual experience. This show is truly a close encounter of a recruiting kind with the Doctor of Football. No calls, but we still ball. No need to hang up. Just sit down and listen and get in the game with us. The West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report, our title sponsor, is making plays around the globe and supplying America's coffee and tea needs from Central Arkansas. This first segment is presented by Expressway Airport Parking, the five-star parking facility in the state of Arkansas, the number one ranking ball and parking lot. The head coach is Drew Breaker, the parking dream maker. Yep, parking dreams do come true. Parking can be a nightmare as well, but not with Expressway Airport Parking. We're big enough to play your game, small enough to know your name, and every time I stop by and drop my car off, I feel like a five-star. I get my bags picked up. When we're living out of town, my cousin, he doesn't know how to act when we pull up in there. And he, somebody come get his bags, Drew, get the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, get a bottle of water. I just tell him, I say, you don't. Drew ain't gonna let you get an NIL package. He wants you to stay right here. He's not worried about the airport parking lot. He's doing his best. Before we go to you, Drew, I want to go to the Lord in prayer. God, thank you for this close encounter together that we get to have this opportunity with Drew, Pastor Drew, Bill Shook. But our prayers are with Dr. Rob right now, Rob Tillman, who's not with us momentarily. Dr. Rob, I hope you hear us out there. We're thinking about you and praying for you and can't wait to get Ortho Rehab back in the house with us. And we ask God to continue to bless you and heal you. In the name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. But hey, let's go right now. I want to go to right now on location. My guy, Drew Baker, Expressway Airport Parking. Want to put him in the game. Hey, Drew, this is a two chin strap game. You need to strap it up, and I need you to bring it right now. We just not one chin strap. This is physical. This is fundamental. Tell everybody in Arkansas how you rolling out there at Expressway Airport Parking.
Coach, all you got to do is go to Google Reviews and hear the firsthand testimony of over 500 people, and it's a blessing that people will voluntarily go and share their experience with us. And I do bring some NIL this month. We're bringing a 10% discount. It's good from all the way through October to the 22nd of November. And I'll tell you why it's good into November like that, because we're going to be coming up with a 15% discount if you book your Thanksgiving travel before November 1st. And I will go ahead and leak this now. We haven't even sent the email out, but promo code blessings.
Oh,
blessings.
Man.
Blessings. We'll give you 15% if you're booking during from the Friday before Thanksgiving through the following week, just so that we can try to get an idea. We're going to sell out this year. We have been so busy. We've been so full. It's been September. In September, we've been almost selling out. So I know we're going to be sold out for Thanksgiving. So just FYI, if you're traveling Thanksgiving to see some family and you need a place to park, if you book right now, book before November 1st, it's gonna that that promo will go out there next week. Put in promo code Blessings, and you get 15%. Now, it expires after the 1st of November because we're trying to get early booking. But it won't matter. You're still going to get a great deal if you miss it after that. We're still a dollar a day less than parking at the airport. And if you make a reservation, you'll always get the fifth day free. And on top of that, you're going to get some service that I think is reflected by our reviews, our Google reviews.
Absolutely. And even parking at the airport, they don't pick up your bags. They don't give you paper. They don't give you a drink of water. They don't do none of that. You only get that at the 5-star Expressway Airport parking with my man, head coach, Drew Baker. Drew, hey, as always, I'll be dropping off next week. Your team, they're always so cordial, and they treat the football, the doctor of football, with the best. And I thank you for everything you do. And that blessing is going to be a blessing for
That's
Thanksgiving.
Right.
And we appreciate you. Until next time, hey, go get Fundamentally Sound so we get the NIL package. We'll keep it rolling so we can keep blessing,
hey,
all right?
Shout out to Class of 1984 Badgers. We're meeting this weekend over at the high school football game.
So, all right.
There you go.
At Arkadelphia, yeah, Arkadelphia Badgers, Class of 1984. You had Drew Baker, big baller, shot caller. Well, Drew Baker with Arkadelphia Badgers. That's good. All right. Well, thanks, Drew. We'll holler at you next time.
Hey. Thank you, bro.
As we go into our time right now, what we're always talking about with every Arkansan, Pastor Drew, but today we're talking about school suspensions and crime rate, and y'all see how this will tie into the topic today. Shug, there's some information, some deep recruiting intel I think is going to be kind of shocking for a lot, but my man, Pastor Drew, you always lead this segment in the 5-star element. Let me know what you think.
I mean, suspensions, it's just crazy to see kindergartners, elementary school kids already getting suspended. And just this topic reminds me of a Saban video you posted a few weeks ago on LinkedIn. And he opens up, he says, when somebody does something wrong, what are you going to do to them? And it's a fascinating question because schools, we got to suspend them. We got to keep the kids safe in class. We got to do this. But the real question is what happens next? In my world, if I'd been caught for everything I did and received all the punishments I deserved, I mean, I wouldn't be where I am today.
That's right.
And I look at the kids that are getting fed, the after-school programs we offer, the stuff we do with families, stuff we would do with church. That wouldn't happen because I would have been stopped from fulfilling what God had for me next because of my stupid decisions. And Coach, I'm sure it was the same for you. I mean, you saw it all the time.
And Shug, he just, if it hadn't been for Coach Rip, I don't know where Shug might be today.
Well, a lot of us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There's a lot of us like this. And it's a lot of people, even before Coach Rip, I had Coach Rip and Coach Kelly and Coach Flanagan. So, really, I mean, you have.
And they didn't put you out. They kept you straight on the line.
Yeah, well, when I left Coach Flanagan, I wasn't doing no wrong.
Yeah.
He solved all that in junior high school, which – that was, you know, to me, to this day, I always say that was the key because I was at that crossroad, seventh grade, where you can go left or right. Mm-hmm. He decided, I'm going to tell you which direction you're going. You don't have a choice of going left. You're going to go the right direction, and it ain't no up. We're not up for discussion. This is what we're doing.
Right.
So I was fortunate enough to have someone like that in my life at that point because that's when you start – you know, seeing guys split, run with the wrong crowd, things of that nature when you start getting to 13, 12, 13
years old. And that's why coach is so important because sometimes when we live in a fatherless community, we do Proverbs 22:6, that's the game plan that we're supposed to run and raise up a child in the way he should go. And when he gets old, he will not depart from it. And that's
exactly
what you're talking about right
exactly
now.
Exactly, exactly. And on that video that you shared, Saban tells a story of Mush and Moose Muhammad, who played for him at Michigan. And along the way, the kid got in some trouble. And Saban says, everyone was after this kid's head. The media, all the other coaches, all these people out in the world were saying, man, you got to get this kid off the team. The world, that's what they wanted. And Saban gave this kid a chance at redemption. He says, I gave him consequences. He was suspended, but we didn't just toss him out. We didn't say, you are gone. And he said, Moose went on to graduate. He ended up playing 15 years in the pros, including Pro Bowls. Not to mention he had 7 children, one of them currently at Princeton, and he's the co-founder of a private equity firm. And Saban says, if I'd done what the world prescribed, none of that would have happened for this kid. If I would have given up on him, nothing good would have come out of it. Because when you give up on a kid and you put him out on the streets,
that's right,
then all of a sudden what we're stuck with is the kids that's worlds on the streets, and they're mostly up to no good when they're out there. So Saban asked that question. There are a lot of 18 to 19-year-old kids out there who are making mistakes. Where do you want them to be?
Well, you know, and the research shows this too, and that's what in looking at how the disparity even oftentimes to teenage pregnancy, poverty, all the things that we look at. And I really think the research that shows by Boston University, Andrew Bacher Hicks, he discusses casual evidence that suspensions leads to negative later term outcomes, also known as teenage violence. Mm-hmm. He says school that suspend more students see hosted negative outcomes in those individuals later in life. These negative outcomes included lower educational achievement, lower graduation rates, lower college enrollment rates, and higher involvement in the juvenile and adult criminal justice systems. These negative effects are, however, concentrated among a specific groups, and we look at this as black males, and the research revealed that across just about every outcome, the harmful effects of suspensions were targeted towards this group. So that's why it's so important that we continue to understand how this impact is taking place and how we need to be specific in trying to address this, which I know we do.
Absolutely. And recently, Coach and I, we've spent a lot of time with DYS, with these young kids that are in custody. We've got a program called META, and we're giving these kids a second chance at and jumpstarting their life. And a few weeks ago, we had them all over at ABC. And of course, what does Coach do when we're at ABC? Everyone's got to eat lunch over there.
Yep.
If you're not eating lunch, yep, in the cafeteria, especially on Fridays with Catfish Day. But here these kids were, and we're talking 13 to 17 years old, currently incarcerated, showing up in shackles. We go to lunch over there, and they're looking around. This is their first college experience. I mean, they spend their days in jail. So they're seeing this college, and the one thing that these kids all start asking is, hey, Coach, can we go tour the campus? For the first time in their life, they saw something in front of them as an opportunity instead of as a wall that was stopping them from chasing their God-given dream. And it was just so encouraging to see that, because they looked around and there were all these other kids that were in that cafeteria eating that could have been in their same shoes, but they saw someone was offering an opportunity.
And not only that, and I want to go to him right now, because as we're doing our 16th goal, and that's what we've used this program for, as really an involvement for extracurricular activities. Brian Miller, who's working with our Little Rock School District Athletic Foundation, who looks at and charts school suspensions and how they're involved in extracurricular activity. And we need some more involvement, some volunteers and football coaches for our 16th goal program that we're kicking off next year. Hey, Coach Miller, you here online with us?
Yeah, how you doing, Coach?
I'm doing good. Appreciate you. Appreciate you getting on board with us. Talk a little bit about what you've seen. We got about a minute or two, and I appreciate you joining us. And I know we're about to kick off 16 goal and had a little slow pace getting it going. But I mean, I appreciate you and Coach Eric getting it done and all the other coaches that volunteered getting their time. Tell us a little bit about that. We got a minute. Can you tell us how we can make this happen? Because God is good, and we want to hear from you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'm glad you gave a shout-out to all those coaches that are volunteering their time. They text us daily. When can we start practicing? These coaches understand that the only way, or one of the only ways, to engage these kids, they're jumping off the porch early in the fifth and sixth grade, meaning at that age, they're making a choice if they're going to go right or left. And football is giving them an alley to go in the right direction. So right now, we're poised to start 16 goal next week. We still have 2 schools that need coaches. So if you're interested in volunteering and helping out, Dr. Hill is going to give the contact information. You can send an email to us. We need some coaches. I mean, the data shows us in Little Rock School District that kids that are involved in crime. During fix and go, we see crime go down. When I say crime, I don't even mean violent crime. I'm like ODRs, kids being suspended or expelled. It's reduced by 70% during football season. Because
yeah, Chicken King is on and popping. Chicken King is truly the king of fried food. Have you ever had a Chicken King pork chop? It's fire. The catfish is crunchy and tasty. Add hot and the tartar sauces? Well, that will put it in the five-star lineup. The chicken wings? Well, that's really why they call it Chicken King. But all the chicken offerings qualify for the Dr. Football starting lineup, and that's why I'm prescribing Chicken Kings for your stomach's desires. Chicken Kings are located in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Bryant, and my hometown of Arkadelphia. Put Chicken King in the game, and if you call, they will ball in serving your order. Questions? Call 501-562-5573 and let them handle your fried food orders.
Each day, circumstances change for people's lives. Some good, some bad. My life changed drastically when my mother suffered a massive stroke and required modifications at home for personal mobility. Have you, family, or friends experienced such? If so, let me prescribe 5-Star Diamond Medical Equipment Supply of Central Arkansas. Put Ted and Cindy in the game if you're in need of medical supply equipment and call them at 501-225-3106. That's Ted or Cindy at 501-225-3106.
Arkansas Best Insurance, your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs. We do our best to put your insurance concerns to rest. We basically bury your concerns. Ain't that right, the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion of Arkansas Best?
Game on, Doc. Put us in the game.
You do it all. You're called Arkansas Best for a reason.
Call the play. Watch us score for you.
Automobiles?
We're rolling with you.
Home insurance?
Your home is safe with auto owners and Arkansas Best Insurance.
Nonprofits and board insurances?
We got you, Doc.
Surety bonds?
And Arkansas Best. You can trust.
Business insurance?
No fumbles.
General liabilities?
We got your assets covered.
That's why I joined the team at Arkansas Best Insurance with the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion. Let him make insurance plays for you. If you call, I promise you, he will ball. That's the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion at Arkansas Best Insurance at 501-278-0105. 501-278-0105.
It has been said that ignorance is bliss, but the doctor of football also believes that knowledge can produce a burden within the soul, and I have a heavy burden. Did you know that homicide, not car wrecks, cancer, or heart disease is the number one cause of death for black males ages 1 to 44? This epidemic rarely gets discussed or receives the attention of similar health crises. That's why the doctor of football is working to create awareness of this homicide virus and formulate a game plan to help black males reach the age of 45. Now that you know, join our team by getting in the game with us at firstand45.com. That's firstand45.com. Make a play, save a life.
Hey guys, is life sometimes confusing? You ever find yourself just needing directions? As men, we really need other men to help us figure it out. More than that, we need a model for manhood who we can look to help. 33 The Series is a video playbook based on the kind of manhood lived by Jesus Christ in his 33 years on earth. Check out our short video trailer at AuthenticManhood.com. Real men aren't afraid to ask for directions.
I'm so happy to be able to fly out of Little Rock again on a regular basis. Didn't realize how special I felt until I pulled back into Expressway Airport parking. I miss my teammates led by my head coach, Drew Baker. Not only is Expressway Airport parking quick, efficient, and saves me money, it also makes me feel good about me, and I know it'll make you feel good about you. If you want slower service, less efficiency, and to spend more money parking, I guess that would be the only reason you wouldn't join our team and park with us. Remember, teamwork makes Expressway Airport parking dream work. It's easy. You call, we haul.
Hey Razorback fans, it's Quinn Grovey. Check out the new location of Bell and Sword in Conway. Suits, shirts, vests, also polos with Arkansas logo gear from Johnny O and Peter Millar. A store within a store with Arkansas made Martin Demon shoes and leather goods. Fantastic service with a tailor on staff to fit you perfectly. Go to the new location, Bell & Sword, 1011 Oak Street, Conway, or on Facebook and Instagram.
It's the Westrock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill.
Hey, kids, shake the loose, get on the spot. Thank you for coming back with us. I'm taking back old school, Benny and the Jets. You remember that? You remember that shoe?
Doc, you opened the DJ game, man. You was just playing Marvin Gaye a minute ago.
Yeah. But, hey, I have to give that introduction to my man, the Doctor of Insurance, Trey Scallion. I kind of give him that flow. You know, he coming in with Elton John because that's how he rolls, the Doctor of Insurance. He makes things happen. How you doing, Trey? What's going on, brother?
Yeah, I was just listening to Lil Elton. I like that, Doc. Doing good. How are you and
Shug? We're holding it down until you get back. But listen, hey, appreciate you joining us. I just want to thank Arkansas Best Insurance for getting that insurance policy so we can start a 16 Gold program next week. And, man, we put you in the game. You made a play. It was almost like a Hail Mary. I threw it to you. You looked like that receiver from Alabama last week. You had double coverage. You come up out of there, and you got that insurance policy, man. That's how you roll, though. That's why they call you Doctor Insurance, huh?
That's why they call me Doctor of Insurance. You know, it's those gloves I wear. That's how I catch that ball like that Alabama stick.
Well, we appreciate it. Okay, and if anybody want to get in touch with you with Arkansas Best, hey, you put me in the NIL. We went over with Arkansas Best because y'all better than the rest. How do people get in touch with you, Trey? And you can do anything that they need done. That's what the commercials say. From trust, nonprofit, you got it rolling, right?
Yeah, but they all know you, so y'all just call the Doctor of Football, and he'll send you my way.
I got you. We're going to do that. Can't wait to get you back in the studio, but they just heard your commercial, but they know you balling, and so they'll be calling because Arkansas Best, hey, they put down the rest. So you five-star, and we're rolling with you. We appreciate you. We appreciate you being the presenting sponsor of the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report. You good?
To be a partner. We got you, Doc.
All right, then. Appreciate you. We'll see you back next couple weeks, okay?
See you guys next week.
All right. Shug, I saw you looking at my research, and that's why I called Recruiting Intel. It's pretty amazing when you look at these numbers and stuff going on. So this is some deep intel. I don't know if you saw my deal about how Nick was looking at the guy on Twitter when, you know, he was looking at the guy dancing, but then Nick go in there and he bumping the line dance when he was trying to sign, you know, a five-star.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the video, and, hey, Coach Saban was in the mix. He tried to get it done.
Yeah, but check this out right here. I want to look at, this is some intel, the NFL draft, what are the top 10 states to produce NFL talent? This is a very interesting intel that impact recruiting. Now, here are the states producing double digits NFL draft selection, all right? You know why everybody mad at Florida right now? Because Florida is the leading state of talent. Now, Miami is showing up in there, and that's why I think Gus has an awesome opportunity at UCF. But, man, I didn't, you know, Coach Prime went down there and
put a whooping on
him. Handled the business down there. And then when you look at Florida State, boy, that thing's not going good down there. 1-3, 1-4. So you only have Miami, but you have Florida as the top producing state. That's why I think many think when you start looking at Florida State, looking like they may change, the head coaching change is going to be tough. But Florida has produced last year's draft. 30 players were drafted out of the state of Florida. And I think if you look at that, the state of Florida, though, has only produced one national title in the last 10 years. So that's not a correlation to talent. So talent is leaving or, you know, Miami is in the mix right now. But you think that Florida State and Florida should also be in the mix, and UCF should be a title, a Big 12 contender. The next state, and this is where you realize what's going on at Texas. Texas last year produced 24 NFL drafts, but have not won a title in the last 10 years in any college out of the state of Texas. Then you go to Georgia. Georgia has 23, but in the last 10 years, there's been two national titles that come out of the state of Georgia. So that that's correlating with the talent staying at home. Mm-hmm. What Georgia is doing, Georgia Tech looked like they made some progress beating Florida State earlier, but looks like Florida State is not as good as what everybody thought after last year undefeated season. California, one reason I can't think what was Oklahoma coach that left.
Lincoln Riley.
When Lincoln, he went there because of that number. And I said when I left to go to San Jose State, I realized how many players were available in California, which really made it attractive to me. And so California had 18 players drafted in the NFL last year, no titles in the last 10 years. Louisiana, 11 players drafted, one title in the last 10 years. Then you go New Jersey, 11, no title. Ohio, 10 players, one title. North Carolina, 10 players, no title. But Clemson is in that area when you state North Carolina and South Carolina. Alabama, 10 players, three titles in the last 10 years. And Maryland, 10 players drafted, no titles. Now, let's go down here to where it gets interesting. States without a single player drafted in the 2024 NFL draft. Sure. Listen to this. Wyoming, zero. Vermont, zero. Rhode Island, zero. North Dakota, zero. New Mexico, zero. New Hampshire, zero. Nebraska, zero. Montana, zero. Maine, zero. Alaska, zero. Arkansas, zero. Now, Shug, when you think about that, Arkansas was the only state in the SEC with not one player drafted.
That's unacceptable. Right. Now we wondering why. Listen, Doc, we want Coach Pittman. I'm cheering for him as a coach harder than any coach I've ever cheered for.
Right.
But he got an uphill battle on this.
And that's the thing that I'm saying, because if you go here and look, just in SEC, 12 states in the SEC, we're the only state without one. Kentucky has one. Oklahoma had two. South Carolina had three. Missouri had four. Tennessee had four. Mississippi, five. Then you go to the double digits. Alabama, 10. Louisiana, 11. Georgia, 23. But Arkansas is the only state with not one NFL player drafted, according to the research that I did. I'm pretty sure I looked at it. It's very
not one. We're not saying first round.
No, no.
We said not even the sixth round.
We just said not drafted. Now, somebody would probably say it signed for agency, but we're talking about what the issue is with understanding why Arkansas and Vanderbilt. You realize there's only two teams in the SEC that has below a 500 winning percentage at home. Arkansas and Vanderbilt over the last 6 years. So we need to look at this holistically as what this situation, right? You said all the time, a lot of guys playing basketball should be playing football. And when you go back and look at you know, you take a Carlos Hall, you take all these people who were two-sport athletes, mm-hmm. Jamal Anderson.
Yep.
I remember D-Nut went to evaluate him. He came back and said, the best player down there is Jamal. You know what I'm saying? He's playing basketball.
Yep.
You know, he was, you know. And so those type of things are important to understand evaluation and recruiting of athletes where you have the best chance to play. But to your point, it's not a whole lot the coaching staff can do about it. We got to look at the social determinants that's leading to this problem.
And that's the issue, Doc. We throw all this responsibility on the coach. And I like I said, I really like Coach Pittman, but we're not helping him. I've been saying this. We're not helping him out
right.
any.
Right.
And I'm saying us as a state, we're not giving him any help. And your numbers prove that.
Yeah.
We're not giving him as a state. We're not giving him any help. We got too many kids that's in some kind of issue where they're not playing, and most of those are trouble issues. We don't understand that. That if we can fix some of that, lot of that problem, that because think about it, the time we were coming up, the time in our era, back in the 80s and 90s, not only we had guys coming out here every year getting drafted, we had guys that was getting drafted in the first round.
Yeah, no question.
We had guys that was getting impact drafted in the top 15. So why is it any different now? Because it's less players.
Yep.
It's less players playing.
Yep.
That's the first thing. And it's a disconnect somehow where we can't have our best players, our best athletes playing football.
No question. And that's why, hey, if you're interested in coaching 16 goal, I tell you a story about what a police officer told me. One of the guys that was charged as an adult here last month for murder was one of our best 16 goal football players. He said, Coach, he crashed the car and we were chasing him. He said he jumped over a 5-foot fence and didn't even break stride. He said his mother hadn't made him turn himself in the next day we never would have had it. That young man right there from sixth grade, he said, Coach, he had to be great. I said, he's one of the best athletes played in sixth grade. And it's amazing how the coaches will text when he said, that's one of ours, that's one of ours. But that speaks to the point of what you're talking
about. We got to put resources in into these situations to help these some of these kids is in tough deals.
Yep. Hey, stay tuned. We're going to be right back. We got my guy, J.J.
Each day, circumstances change for people's lives. Some good, some bad. My life changed drastically when my mother suffered a massive stroke and required modifications at home for personal mobility. Have you, family, or friends experienced such? If so, let me prescribe 5-Star Diamond Medical Equipment Supply of Central Arkansas. Put Ted and Cindy in the game if you are in need of medical supply equipment and call them at 501-225-3106. That's Ted or Cindy at 501-225-3106. On average, 30 black males are murdered each day in the United States. That's about 10,000 annually. Think about this. 30 families are contacted daily that a loved one has been murdered in the streets of America, not a foreign combat zone or a third world country. This hit home with me while serving as president of Arkansas Baptist College when my student, Derek Olivier, was gunned down across the street from campus. I made one of those 30 calls that day. It was and remains the hardest phone call of my life. Right now, I can still hear the screams from Derek's mother. It changed my life as well as changed their family life forever. This is why I launched firstin45.com to bring awareness to this epidemic and to create a game plan to save our sons now. We'd love for you to join our First in 45 team. You call, we ball, and together we save lives.
A football coach told me, the doctor of football, the recruiting prescription used by Oklahoma to sign Brian Bosworth was linked to a common beverage liked by Coach Barry Switzer and Boz's father. Switzer's assistant coach had collected intel and knew the only type of beverage Mr. Boz drank. Consequently, during the home visit, when Boz's father asked Coach Switzer if he wanted something to drink, Coach Switzer replied, only if it was that exact beverage Mr. Boz drank. I will let your imagination roll about that beverage. But I must tell you about the 5-Star West Rock coffee the Dr. Football is prescribing for all of your coffee needs. Now that I have briefed you, be like Coach Switzer, and when someone asks you if you want a cup of coffee, say, only if it's West Rock coffee.
Hey guys, for those of us who love sports, we know the value of team. In life, every man needs teammates to help him be better than he can be alone. 33 The Series is a video playbook based on the kind of manhood lived by Jesus Christ in his 33 years on earth. Check out our short video trailer at AuthenticManhood.com. Better yet, get a group of guys together and experience it as a team.
Hi, the Dr. Football recently completed an evaluation of rehabilitation therapy and services, and to no surprise, it was revealed that Dr. Rob of Ortho Rehab and Specialty Centers received a 5-star rating, meaning Dr. Rob is the big baller in the rehab business. You got back pain, hamstrings problems? I'm prescribing two words for you, Dr. Rob. Call him at 501-975-4040 and tell him the Dr. Football sent you for his 5-star treatment. This is Coach Fitz Hill, also known as the Dr. Football, and I approve this message.
Mud Connection presents the Hog Wild Pregame Show with David Basil and Trey Schaap before each Arkansas Razorback football game 4 hours before kickoff. Hog Wild Pregame is brought to you in part by Bud Light, New Shore Vodka Seltzer, and the Holiday Inn Express and Suites off Weddington and Fayetteville.
It's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill.
Give me a ho if you got your funky bus.
Hey, we double dutch bus, Suge. You know how we're going down
know,
the street. We,
hey, you, that, that's you back. Got, you got the, you DJ.
That's
thing.
Back
you
when
got
you
got it turned up.
That's when the capital was coming out there. You were shimmying with back then, were you?
Yeah, we called back then. We called it stroll.
Oh, okay,
it's a little different now.
Okay. Hey, thanks. Hey, we want to go right quick. Hey, once again, if you're interested in helping our 16 goal coaching team, we need volunteers. We do a background check, and we will do some things to get you in the game with us. As Coach Bill was talking about, what we have to do to get our numbers off this list. That the only state of the 12 states in the SEC last year that did not have one NFL player drafted, according to
the study,
is Arkansas. Kentucky 1, Oklahoma 2, South Carolina 3. But I got somebody on the phone right now with me that that balled. I used to call, and he used to ball. Coach J.J. Meadows is working with the youth. And, hey, J.J., what's going on, my brother?
What's going on, Coach? What y'all got going on up in the studio tonight?
Oh, man.
I heard that double thing going. That took me back. That took me back a little bit.
Right, I know it. That's what I'm trying to do, have a little nostalgia up here. We had Benny and the Jets a little while ago and all that, but you know how it is. But we're going to come here with some Kendrick Lamar here soon. We're going to make sure it's instrumental. You know, yeah. You know, yeah. Hey, but I appreciate you because I appreciate all the work you're doing. I follow you. Your Ballers on Deck, they got next segment. Glad to bring it back this year because I see you doing it. Hey, tell us what the dynamic duo that you're bringing to us this week. And you'll be having four selections a month that you're pulling out there and identify, telling us who you got on deck right now.
Well, Coach, man, right now I think I got two guys that we want to talk about. Two guys that we want to talk about this year.
Sorry about that.
We got a couple of guys I want to talk about tonight. Dynamic duo 2028 over at Pulaski Academy. We got quarterback, 2028 quarterback Aaron Orgill, and then 2028 wide receiver Chase Hancock. And the reason I chose these two guys, Coach, is that they're both dynamic players, but they're also guys who can transition to their next level. And I think the best and biggest comparison I can think of is Mitch Mustang and Damian Williams out of Springdale a few years ago. Very talented, very highly recruited duo. Right now, Aaron Orgill, as a freshman, he's completing about 75% of his passes. But the thing I love most about this kid is that he's already 6'2". He weighs about 200 pounds, 215 pounds right now. And he's a student of the game. But the guy that he's throwing to is equally as dynamic. Chase Hancock, he's a 5'9", freshman, weighing about 165 pounds right now. He's been clocked hand time at 4.58, 4.65 on the laser. And, man, I think a lot of times we hear people start talking about recruiting and they think about stats. Well, coaches, you and I know stats has something to do with it, but what college coaches are looking for is body type, speed, and guys that can play on that next level. And I think both of these guys are really exhibiting. They're checking off all the boxes.
Well, J.J., here's the deal. Because you know, in the SEC, the first thing I asked you about speed, and you know, lining up out there, as you know, that's why I called you guys Jets, because I wasn't recruiting any crop dusters, and so I wanted to make sure that anybody line up out there, because I had some crop dusters, and Coach Ford, every time he was trying to fire me over there, and I said, Coach, what you want me to do? And then I said, just let me go get me some boys, and so that's what we know. In order to keep your job, you got to have you some Jets, them crop dusters. I tell people, don't nobody bet on a mule at the Kentucky Derby. They just bet on straight athletes, and that's what you're saying, man, that you got when you said with those guys. And so how are they – how right now, are they playing freshmen or high school? What are they competing in right now?
Right now, they're both playing freshman ball, but they'll both move up at the end of the freshman year.
Let's go.
As in Arkansas, if they move up and they play Henny on the high school level, they can't come back down and play.
That's right.
So,
yeah.
You know, Coach Lucas over there, man, he's very smart, letting these guys get their reps in. Once their season – exactly. Once their season can open up. The thing that's so dynamic about Chase Hancock, as you said, Coach, the guy can score end zone to end zone.
Right.
And that's what transitions, you know, to the next level. I hear, you know, always in the recruiting game, I hear parents crying all the time, man, my kid had more stats than this guy. Man, stats don't always transfer.
Right.
You know, but when you got a guy that can score, I mean, he scored in pretty much every phase of the game. He's thrown a touchdown pass this year. He's run kickoffs back for a touchdown. He's had rushing touchdown, receiving touchdowns. And he sticks out like a sore thumb. And I tell you what, though, the quarterback, Aaron Orgill, man, when he runs in the room, the first thing he does is he passes that look test.
Right.
He looks like a D1 quarterback right now, man. He throws a beautiful ball. He's starting to understand that, you know, he's very accurate, as I said, completes 75% of his passes. But what's even better, man, he's starting to throw guys open. It's that accuracy and that anticipation, I think, are the two top things that, you know, that college scouts look for, man. And he's developing both over there in that dynamic offense at Pulaski Academy.
Well, JJ, appreciate that, man. I'm gonna repost those tomorrow. Hey, you put them in the coach's pen. You know, for ballers only. That's what you know. We calling, they balling, so they for ballers only. And we're gonna add two more to it. And I look to hear in a couple of weeks who the next two that you have. But I appreciate all the work that you're doing in the community. Let me know if Coach can help you in any way. Our state is blessed by you, and continue doing what you're doing, and put me in the game when you need to. Okay.
Absolutely, Coach, man. I appreciate it, and I love everything you guys doing down there with that 60 goal, man. And we know it's more about football. We say kids that they learn a little about football and learn a lot about life, man. So keep doing what you guys doing down there.
I got you. We'll see you here in a couple of weeks, all right?
Absolutely, Coach. Have a good one. All right, Bill. You too, man.
All right.
Hey, as while we wait on Uncle B to join us here, here's what Bill, I want to talk about this recruiting visit and how the NIL, which Bill and Randy and Marcus was talking about when talking about the collective, but you being a parent right now, I want to hear what Uncle B is going to say, but if a coach was coming in your house right now, based on what you know, and you know there's a Power Five, basketball, football, it don't matter. We're talking football, but it's the same thing, because if Cal came in your house, you know, recruiting you, and you realize that you could go anywhere you want to go, okay, how would you approach this NIL when he came in there to sit down to you, and you're going to say, because it's not by relationships are a big part of it, but it ain't all now because you got a window of opportunity with NIL. How would that change your evaluation based on what you know you've been involved in this recruiting?
Well, Doc, it's literally changed the game, because even you can have a great relationship with him, but now – it's about, you know, okay, we got the relationship, but you know, let's look at this part of it too. How much, you know, I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
But you got to do it.
That's what it is, though. That's what it is. So now you got to determine, you know, if somebody offering you $150,000 and then somebody offering you $250,000, that's a big difference.
Right.
Or $50,000 is a big difference. And some people, $10,000 is a lot different. So, you know, it's a tough way to go now, because now money has been infused in. And listen, I can tell you, me and Darrell Walker had this conversation, Doc, probably about 7-8 years ago. If the NCAA wouldn't have been so greedy, giving all the kids on scholarship $5,000 every month, they could have kicked this can down the road another 20 years.
Yeah.
And now you're in this situation. Yeah, if I'm a parent, I gotta ask.
No question.
You know,
because it's
how
out
much?
There. It's out there.
It's out there. I gotta ask how much.
Yeah, because it's a one-time deal. And I'm gonna let Uncle B join us right now, because he's on. Because Uncle B tweeted out last week when UNLV quarterback, you know, he just said he wasn't planning on. Uncle B, you said NIL is real, and so you can ignore it all you want to, but now it has changed the game. And you, as a parent, I just asked Coach Shug, If a Power Five school is coming with you with unlimited resources, how has that changed the NIL pack? What question you gonna ask the coach? He may come in and do the Nick Saban dance with you, but I know you want to know about that bag. And then you say we'll dance together if that bag right. I think I got you down pretty good, but tell me if I'm wrong, Uncle B.
Yeah, by the time if you're gonna set up a home visit. The contract, everything already, the deal already been negotiated, because there's no need for you to come to my house if the deal isn't right, if the bag isn't right. So by that time, we would already know. But, I mean, NIL has definitely changed the way the strategies go with in-home visit. I think that's why you
so So hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Let me go back and say, so you saying on the phone call, you got a minimum before you even set up in the house. You saying that I don't even come to my house and recruit my son unless you can pay this. That's what you saying?
Yeah, if you're gonna pay, yeah, we would already have to agree with the collective group and have an agreement in place with the collective group.
So B said they working on a relationship.
the money
been negotiated.
The money already been negotiated.
So when I bring you to the house, we celebrate.
Oh, so then you're going to dance with them. You're going to get on. You're going to do the line dance, everything.
And have his favorite drink.
Yeah.
Celebrate.
Oh, you're going to be like Coach Switzer at Oklahoma. You're going to say, you want your drink, huh?
Yes, sir. All right.
Well, hey, you know, I got my new DJ. Knock it out the box, Rick. Knock it out the box. So we're jamming up here. So you come up. We want to hear from you when we get back. Hey, guys, we're going into the fourth quarter. Stay tuned to the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report presented by Expressway Airport Parking and Arkansas Best Insurance. We'll be right back. I don't normally eat fried food, but when I do, you will find me at Chicken King getting my grub on. I love catfish, and when I am in search of a three-piece dinner of catfish with hot sauce and tartar sauce, you will find the Doctor Football hulling up at Chicken King. Got a play for you to run. Go to Chicken King, located in North Little Rock, Little Rock, Bryant, or my hometown of Arkadelphia, and before you order, tell them the Doctor Football wrote a prescription for your fried food desires. Check it out. You won't be disappointed. In fact, you will probably want to run that same play again and get another order very soon. They are the heavyweight champion of fried food. That's Chicken King, the five-star fried food cuisine. It's the real deal. For more information, call 501-562-5573 and tell them the Doctor of Football prescribed them. A football coach told me, the Doctor of Football, the recruiting prescription used by Oklahoma to sign Brian Bosworth was linked to a common beverage liked by Coach Barry Switzer and Bos's father. Switzer's assistant coach had collected intel and knew the only type of beverage Mr. Bos drank. Consequently, during the home visit, when Bos's father asked Coach Switzer if he wanted something to drink, Coach Switzer replied, only if it was that exact beverage Mr. Bos drank. I will let your imagination roll about that beverage. But I must tell you about the five-star West Rock coffee the Dr. Football is prescribing for all of your coffee needs. Now that I have briefed you, be like Coach Switzer, and when someone asks you if you want a cup of coffee, say, only if it's West Rock coffee. As I look back over my life, I realize I have fumbled in many areas. Thank God that he did not put me out of the game. My high school and college teammate, Steve Snyder, together we battled opponents on the fields and courts of competition in search of winning outcomes on the scoreboard. But today, Brother Steve is trying to score for our Heavenly Father by spreading the gospel through 33 The Series, a multi-volume video series that gives men a vision for manhood modeled by Jesus Christ himself. For detailed information on how you can get in the game with Authentic Manhood, go to Authentic Manhood. It's time to get in the game with Jesus. Arkansas Best Insurance. You can't be called the best unless you're performing better than the rest. And that's why I, the Doctor of Football, did an audible and switched to Arkansas Best Insurance. One-stop shop for all your insurance needs. That's right. You got insurance needs? I got your prescription. He's back and better than before. It's the Doctor of Insurance, Trey Scallion. My guy Trey is balling with Arkansas Best Insurance, providing the best coverage with companies like Auto Owners, who will make plays for you while minimizing the pain of writing insurance checks. Give my five-star partner, Trey Scallion, also known as the Doctor of Insurance, the nod, and he will come off the bench to take care of your insurance needs. Call my guy at 501-278-0105.
The Doctor of Football is putting Blue Train custom apparel and signage into my starting lineup for 2022. Last August, I was running out of time when I needed t-shirts for the 16 Gold Youth Football Program. I went deep with the Hail Mary and Blue Train made a play. Then I found out they could play more than one position. Our church needed our two fish and five loaves outreach van wrap. Blue Train signage, transform our bus, we are rolling. Need t-shirts, hats, or a vehicle wrap? Call Blue Train at 501-353-0556 or check out my teammate at bluetrainapparel.com.
I, the Doctor of Football, recently completed an evaluation of rehabilitation therapy and services, and to no surprise, it was revealed that Dr. Rob of Ortho Rehab and Specialty Centers received a five-star rating, meaning Dr. Rob is the big baller in the rehab business. You got back pain, hamstring problems? I'm prescribing two words for you, Dr. Rob. Call him at 501-975-4040 and tell him the Doctor of Football sent you for his five-star treatment. This is Coach Fitz Hill, also known as the Doctor Football, and I approve this message.
It's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill.
There you go, Doc. That's that instrumental part.
Absolutely. I knew I'd get Uncle B with me jamming on there, because Uncle B, they said they can try to do stuff, but they're not like you. Hey, Uncle B, you with us? You with us, Uncle B?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now. We got you. Got the Dr. Audiology bringing you back in. But listen to this. I wanted to hear your perspective as last segment as we look at this recruiting intel that back what Coach Shug and I was talking about. Do you realize in the 2024 draft, I don't know if you were listening to us earlier, that Arkansas, of the 12 SEC states, was the only state without one selection out of the NFL draft? Were you aware of that?
Yes.
So that was
I mean, it's obvious. You're sitting beside the guy. That's the reason why. I mean, basketball. It's Arkansas is a basketball state. Let's be honest. Every kid in Arkansas grows up dreaming of playing for the Hawks, the Razorbacks. Like that's the transition, and that's what's happening. Basketball is totally taking over the state of Arkansas. And there's less development in football and a less interest in it.
Yeah. And
so it doesn't surprise me.
Right.
You know, and now that it's not recruiting, Coach, I think back when you were going out on the trails and how relationships, your relationship with people in Little Rock, you know, tied you to Little Rock. But now they've taken relationships out of it because it's all about the bag.
Yeah.
You know, and once you can secure the bag, we'll develop a relationship then, but that's why you have so many kids, you know, in the transfer portal. But they've also loosened the rules. I look at like with Sean Andrews and what he's doing with his son. His son's a junior, but he's already going on his official visit. So when you're talking about those in-home visits, well, you know, usually it'll be five coaches coming in 5 weeks, and you got to make a decision. These kids are able to go on their official visits their junior year now. So basically, everything is changed.
Yeah, you're right. But here's what I want to say, and we got to look back and understanding, you know, things have changed, and that's the thing. I'm just looking at the pure raw data and looking at the numbers. And to your point, yes, basketball has become a major deal for us. And Shug, I know you want to say, but here's what I want to say on this 1998 team that we had. Okay. In the 1998 team that won the SEC West, dominated Tennessee for 58 minutes, who eventually won the national title, you had 12 homegrown Arkansans who were contributing to that SEC West title. Now, I just want to give these numbers, these names, so you can look and see how that happened. Madre Hill, Malvern, leading rusher. Hubert Laudermilk, Coach McDonald gave him a book scholarship for track. And when Hubert was out there, I told him we were going to play. And he said, well, Coach, I'm on track scholarship, so I'm going to need my money. I said, well, how much? He said, well, he gave me books. I said, $250 of books. I said, I'll give you $250. You're going to play this week. So, I mean, we're not going to keep you from the field. We'll find a way. Jodine Davenport, an athlete who could hoop. Brandon Burlesworth, the rules may keep him from playing today, because if they eliminate walk-ons, he wouldn't even get the opportunity. Grant Garrett, he said Coach Horton advocated for him, or we would have missed on him. Melvin Bradley, unblockable force, came in as a linebacker. He became a baby sap. Ryan Hale, homegrown kid who wanted to run through the A and represent his community. Carlos Hall, freak of athlete, man-child. David Barrett, one of Coach Burns' cheetah. See him picking off the Tim Couch interception in Little Rock and making the whole stadium roar. Zach Painter, ran 4-4, was out of position at corner, but all SEC at Rover. Orlando Green and Atreya Moss. These type of athletes make your special teams good, which will be the deciding factor in 2 or 3 games a year. I just ran out those 12 names, and I said that because last year we only had 12 kids on scholarship from the state of Arkansas, mm-hmm. according to Trey Biddy. Mm-hmm. Shug, I know you're trying to talk, so I'm going to shut up.
Doc, those numbers you called out, 12 of those guys, 9 of those guys were all multiple sports stars. That's one of the issues we're running into right now. Football coaches don't want these kids to play 2 sports, a lot of them, and what they're doing. Okay, you're going to make a choice, and I'm going to choose to travel all summer, wear the best gear, and play basketball. And that's one of the issues. Because if you remember back when we were coming through, a lot of the great players were 2 sports stars.
Yeah.
That's how you get athletes out on the football field.
Right. Right.
You don't tell them, listen, I know they want to go through.
Monk, that's what Nutt, Coach Nutt told Monk. You can go play back, you know, you can go play.
Yeah, but the thing is, even in high school, but that's hot. In high school, they're doing this because they wrapped up in this system where, you know, I'm going to have the kid all year round. I'm going to have him working out and all, and that's great. But if you're an athlete and you run it and your best athletes want to play both, then you got to allow them to play both because we're not big enough. Our state is not big enough for us to have just this group of kids playing football, this group playing basketball. They got to loosen up because I've talked to a number of kids and said, why you not playing football? Well, if he told me if I'm going to play football, I can't play basketball. I can't do both.
Right.
Well, why come you can't do both? You in high school. You're not playing for money. You're not playing for a scholarship. You in high school.
And did you know that 60% of NFL draft players were two-sport athletes in high school?
That's one of the issues we're running into around here. We trying to regulate these kids to tell them they got to play one sport or the other. Most of the time it's not basketball coaches saying you can't play basketball and football. It's football coaches.
So I'm gonna tell you,
it's the football coaches. And there was a big. I remember when it first happened in Arkansas where the football coaches were pushing back on AAU basketball and all of that, and they lost that battle. And we're seeing the results of them losing that battle when they never should have put that on the kids. And now look at what they're doing. They're going back and doing 7-on-7s and team camps and all those things all summer to try to control the kids that they do have.
And listen, Joe, I remember Joe Dean Davenport in high school. He was a great basketball player. You know what I'm saying? But you could look at – and it's a lot of – you could look at him and tell, hey, listen, he's a great high school player. He's going to help his team win a state championship. Same thing with Hunter Henry. But those guys play basketball. You let them play basketball, too, if they want to play.
Right.
You don't put them in a position to say, hey, choose one or the other.
Right.
Because that battle, they're going to lose. They're going to lose that battle. 90% of the time, they're losing that battle.
I'm going to tell y'all in something that I'm researching, studying. So I told James Rouse this last year as we were doing 16 goal. I looked at James. I said, James, as he was calling officiating games, I said, I coached you as a graduate assistant in 1989. I said, you go back and look, and I said, then when I came back full-time, I said, 98, 99, I say, help recruit Cedric Cobbs, J.A. Fair, you know, Uncle B was part of that. Then you look around a few years later, you see D-Mac, Heisman Trophy. So now you don't look at these draft picks, and then you see next Michael Dyer, all right? So you start looking and seeing just in Central Arkansas alone, you had a guy who was two-time Heisman Trophy candidate, come from Central Arkansas, who probably should have won it. You had James Rouse, who was drafted.
Both of them two-sport athletes in high school.
That's what I'm saying. You had. I remember the University of Missouri. I was helping coach at Little Rock Christian. Missouri came in, and they said, Coach, what's going on with Damari Crockett? He's committed to Boise State. Do you think that he can play at Missouri? I say, sign him and be a genius. He said, what do you mean? I said, watch him play basketball. He covers the best guy on the opposing team every time, and he keeps him from scoring. I say, his feet going left to right can change direction. He was all SEC as a freshman because of just what you're talking about. And that's so important to understand. Y'all bring up some great points. And, you know, we're working on this research. And these things are facts. Numbers don't lie, you know, and together they tell a story.
I love that saying right there, Doc. Yeah. That's one of the greatest sayings, though. You're exactly right about that.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you know it's about that time. Hey. We're going to bunny hop up out of here, Uncle B. You know, I got Suge jamming with me tonight. But, hey, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity, for giving us this hour. And we pray that we'll continue to be a blessing to others. Help our youth, God. Keep us safe. In your name we pray. Amen. Hey, it's the Wex Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report presented by Expressway Airport Parking and Arkansas Best Insurance. I also want to give out a shout out to my partners, Target Printing and Office Center. They do incredible printing work, and I'm married to them because I get 5-star treatment for all my printing needs. When I call, they ball, and they'll do the same for you. That's Target Printing. Call Kimmel Lawrence at 501-663-9491 and tell them Dr. Football prescribed them to you. Well, hey, here it is. We're about to wrap it up. We're going to bunny hop up on out of here. Until next time, we'll see you back. Have a great weekend.